down there to Mays County to take the hay off. And instead of one, you'll have another dog, cause the other dog got killed. But I don't know, I took Lady and just keep her in the house all the time. That's the only reason Lady's living.
Well, when you live on a highway, you have to almost.
Yes, you have to.
Or either put a fence up, and that's expensive. Dogs are a lot of company.
I think they are too, and I always, all my life we've had dogs, and my brother was older than I was, and he went hunting, and he had ponies. And we always had a nice pointer dog, and I always loved a dog.
We have a pointer at home, but my father, it's my father's real. But he's so big, and so rambunctious, you try to pet him, he'll almost knock you down. He's really big, strong. Well, we're almost through here. Got a couple more, or two, three more. No, it's four or five more pages. You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and doesn't have any ambition is
lazy.
What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
I don't know much about birds and that.
You probably hear these birds, you know, they rattle on a tree, they rattle on a tree or a telephone pole.
What do you call them? As you say that you can hear them. I don't know what you call them, though I've heard them myself.
Okay. How about a little insect that jumps around in the grass? It's not a cricket, but...
Can't be.
Okay.
Well, how is that?
What do you call it when somebody or something just goes out of control, completely out of control? Say a car was sliding on the ice. You might say that the car skidded on the ice and went what?
Out of control.
All right. Is there any one word or any other expression?
Went down the embankment?
Well, I'm thinking of a word when it, you know, it sort of veers and slides and goes around, goes crooked different ways. What would you call it? Or do you have a word for it?
I don't have a word for it. Just when it goes crooked that way.
A lot of people, these words that we're asking for are words that are being lost, and a lot of people don't have them. So don't feel bad if you don't have a word for something, because a lot of people don't. And we don't expect everybody to. What do you call an old dilapidated house that evil spirits might live in? Little children are afraid to go into a...
What? Old haunted house.
Haunted house. What are the spirits inside called?
Ghost.
What do you call something that people say brings bad luck, like a black cat? Or walking under a ladder or something?
What do you call them? I don't know. Spooked.
Okay. What do you call a person that brings bad luck? Somebody might say he's a regular...
A regular bad luck cat. I don't know. I never did pay much attention to stuff like that.
Okay.
I just don't know.
What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
Illegitimate.
Okay. What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Oh, well, town. What you call them? You know what I'm trying to say, but I've forgotten.
Well, we'll come back.
Well, I don't know what it's not in use, but my land's carried at the funeral home.
Okay.
That's why I went down there to see. How did I go down there to see? I'm going to feel a long time to carry Lee down, huh? Huh, no, that's what you get to call.